EA just dropped his first token and debit card, and it shot to $3 billion in less than an hour, then crashed. But here's the play nobody's really talking about, you know? Insiders made millions within minutes, and retailers lost over like 20 mil. On paper, it looked like the classic like pump and dump. But here's the key, so like only 20% of it was open to the public. The other 70% was like owned by his company. Basically, he keeping all the money in a vault. It's like he's printing his own money. But there's more, like he's not stopping at just a coin, like he's doing YayPay. Basically like a payment processor which like cuts down on merchant fees, if you know. And then he got the debit card, which you could basically swipe and buy things with crypto money, you know what I'm saying? Without having to transfer it over to USDs. But the thing is like, are you really benefiting from this? Like, are you benefiting from it? Cause I feel like this is only for if you're early, like you're early in, you know? I feel like the rest of anybody who gets in late is like basically like liquidity. So I'm like thinking like, yo, this really like for financial freedom for us? Or is it just like to put more money in Ye's pockets, you know? Or could it be the future of fan-powered money? There's two ways to go about it. I don't know. I'm curious to see how it plays out.